The third thing, and probably the most important, is that when you're looking at property rights and the police power in Texas for cities, you should be looking at Texas case law. You should be looking at the definition of the police power under Texas case law, because in Texas, cities do not have an inherent police power. That power is delegated to them by the Home Rule Amendment and other statutes. And when you look at those statutes, under the canons that the Texas Supreme Court applies, you're going to be looking at what those terms meant at the time they were ratified. And at the time they were ratified, you're going to be looking at cases like Spann versus Dallas and Crossman versus Galveston and other cases like that to determine the scope of the police power and the scope of private property rights in Texas. And then finally, the zoning authority, and this came up in Zatari as well, the zoning authority is not an inherent power that cities get to tack on top of the police power. The Texas Supreme Court made clear in Lombardo versus Dallas in the Brookside Village case that the zoning power is subservient to the police power. It's a subset of the police power. It's not an independent greater power that you can sit on top of the police power. So whatever is true for the police power under Spann and Lombardo and Crossman is true also for the zoning authority. In fact, there are greater procedural limitations whenever cities exercise the zoning authority under the Zoning Enabling Act. So it's not an independent greater power. So what do these sort of background principles about just STRs and about private property rights in Texas mean when applied to short-term rental litigation? Well, the first is that if your ordinances are silent on STRs, then STR use is presumptively legal. There's been a push by a lot of cities recently to argue that, in fact, anything that is not expressly permitted in the zoning code is prohibited. But dating back to William Blackstone, that has never been the English common law or the American common law model for regulation. That's the Prussian model. In America and Texas, there's a strong presumption in favor of the free use of property that can only be restricted when affirmatively restricted by the law of the land. And so when you're looking at STR regulations, if your ordinance is silent, then there's a presumption that STRs are legal. So what does that mean? Well, that means that at a minimum, if a city decides to ban STRs, it probably needs to grandfather in pre-existing uses. If you fail to grandfather in pre-existing STRs, then you run into two problems. First, I'm sure you guys are familiar with the Village of Tiki Island case, where the Houston court held that failure to grandfather in pre-existing STR uses could give rise to a taking under the Texas Constitution. And also, as from our case, the Zatari case, the failure to grandfather in can give rise to an anti-retroactivity claim under the Texas Constitution. And once that provision is triggered, what ends up being applied to the regulation is something like heightened scrutiny. It's sort of unclear from the case law exactly how strict the scrutiny is, but it's an evidence-based approach that's going to be very difficult for a lot of short-term rental regulations to satisfy. The second thing is that any prohibition, even if you do grandfather, any prohibition on STR use must be based or subject to an evaluation of real-world evidence of harm or true incompatibility, usually based on nuisance. And this goes back to a line of cases, Spann versus Dallas, Crossman versus Galveston, even cases like Lombardo v. Dallas, which all held that unlike the federal constitution, under the due course of law provision of the Texas Constitution and the Equal Protection Clause, the court has the authority to look at all of the evidence in the record to determine whether or not the restriction serves a legitimate government interest. And that government interest can't be anything. It can't be pure aesthetics. It can't be antipathy towards a particular property use. You have to show that use is actually a nuisance or actually incompatible with surrounding uses in order to justify that regulation. And what we've seen, and what we saw, for example, in the Zatari case, is often the data in the record simply doesn't back up these sorts of flat bans with regard to STR uses. In the city of Austin, they did their own study prior to the adoption of the short-term rental ordinance. And their own study showed that short-term rentals were producing fewer per capita nuisance complaints than long-term rentals. Whenever that failed to get the results they wanted, they decided to do another study. This one ran over several years. And they actually primed the pump by holding several meetings and inviting stakeholders that, you know, wanted to complain about short-term rentals in their neighborhood. Guess what? The city's own data again showed that short-term rentals per capita were not producing substantially more complaints, nuisance-based complaints, than long-term rentals. And the city of Austin studies aren't alone. Other studies have come to similar results. What you often have are a lot of neighbors that don't want a particular use in their neighborhood that come to complain, but the hard data doesn't seem to bear out the rampant sort of nuisance violations that are claimed at the city council meetings. And what the Texas case law shows is mere antipathy to a particular property use is not sufficient to justify prohibition under SPAN. And so what does that mean for how you craft short-term rental ordinances going forward? What's the best way to craft these regulations in ways that you won't run into these constitutional problems? Traditional noise, parking, and trash regulations are always okay. They're always okay. You can always have traditional noise, parking, and trash regulations. If those are the problems you're having at short-term rentals, you can adopt those ordinances. You can always have enforcement against party houses. I can tell you if a property owner is consistently getting pinged for nuisance complaints and getting tickets for having parties at their short-term rental, they'll either stop having a short-term rental or they'll do something to stop those parties.